Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on June 22nd, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. Nine storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Bad Advice. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from audience members from the Bad Advice show. Attendees had the opportunity to share their bad advice stories anonymously. We selected several of those stories from a box and read them live on stage. Thank you for listening. First one, these are anonymous bad advice stories that you submitted. I called in a bomb scare to hide the fact I was late for school again. My friend gave me bad advice.
All right. The worst advice I ever received just so happens to be conventional cliche wisdom on love. To marry someone who gives you butterflies in your stomach. What this common advice fails to realize or mention is that sometimes these people who give us butterflies, these people who may even be soulmates, are not necessarily the same people we are meant to spend the rest of our lives with. Sometimes these people are meant to come into our lives for a very specific reason, to teach us something about ourselves or to challenge or better us in some way. But when it comes to marriage and the rest of your days, I'd say finding someone with whom you share a deep friendship, uncanny communication, calm understanding is a more fulfilling route. Someone who brings you an incredibly sense of lasting peace rather than a relatively fleeting feeling of joy.
By the way, this is my friend Lauren Champa, everybody. Hope I said your name right. Close. Okay. Bad advice. I was once dared to moon another party bus while on a brewery tour down the Bitterroot. The party bus turned out... The party bus, in quotation marks, turned out to be a bus of fifth graders on a Saturday adventure. Unfortunately, the chaperone at the kids' bus didn't find it as funny as my friends did. 1 month later in court, the judge forgave me of my sin and asked if I was indeed an astronomy teacher, as he suspected.
Once, when I was 7, 55 years ago, my oldest sister passed through the kitchen with a glass of vinegar on the way to the bathroom. I asked what the vinegar was for. She said it was for her hair. "Do you drink it?" I asked. "Sure," she said. "Can I have some for my hair?" I asked. "Have all you want. I can get more." So I drank the glass of vinegar. Today, I am bald.
What's wrong with bald? It was my first year teaching high school English, and it was every teacher's favorite time of year, homecoming. I was put in charge of supervising the sidewalk decorating team while they drew huge victory murals in the parking lot with sidewalk chalk. It was a long time to stand around with teenagers getting pumped up for the big game. After they had drawn on much of the sidewalk and part of the parking lot, one of the more artistic, seemingly upstanding seniors asked if they could draw on the side of the brick school wall. I said, "No," automatically, but then he said very politely, "It will show our school spirit. And it is going to rain this weekend anyway." In my first year's teacher's brain, it made sense. So they did. A while later, my principal wandered by and asked who let them draw on the wall. The look of disappointment on his face when I fessed up is forever etched in my brain. Don't trust teenagers.
When we were 5 and 8, my sister and I overheard our dad tell our mom someone should scoop up the shit in our yard from the neighbor's dog and put it in their mailbox. Well, we filled the neighbor's box with said shit. They watched us do it and told our parents, who laughed but made us scrub it out.
Bad advice. I told my younger roommate that peanut butter was a hidden gem as far as sexual lube goes. Oh, it gets better. Next day, I went to make my usual PB&J sandwich. I noticed that my extra crunchy peanut butter was significantly more empty.
My friend and hiking partner advised us that we didn't need a map to find Stanley Hot Springs because he had been there before. This is familiar. It was February and it had only been there in the summer. Still, four of us follow him into the wilderness. 5 hours late, with snow up to our upper thighs and one hypothermic memory later, we camp on the trail. The next morning, we slowly hiked out without finding the hot springs. Done that before.
Right? Okay, last one. Bad advice. Everything that comes out of my best friend's mouth. Example, dye your hair purple. I think that's good advice.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, and performance art. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients, dining made different. Performance schedules and menu at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began once again to host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. Event schedule at thewilma.com. The Trail 1033, Missoula's quality rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community. Featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music, they share a new Montana adventure each week with The Trail Well Traveled. Stream online at trail1033.com or tune in to 103.3 when you're in Missoula. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and most especially to the storytellers Rachel Dierkin, Sean Hawkins, Angela Miller, Steve Gonzalez, Jeff Ducklow, Ethan Sky, Brock Nose, Melissa Lynn, and John Turk. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn more about themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.